Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
The American economy, the global economy, much in question because of bank results, because of banking crisis, because of the Federal Reserve, and also because of business in the world in general. Following the recovery from the pandemic, is there a global slowdown? This is the Scholar Report. Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. I welcome the CEO of Scholar.com, Chris Riegel, who's just returned from traveling in Europe and can measure the economies there, EU in general, and then the parts of the EU, compared to what we know in America as the expectation of a recession. Chris, welcome home and a very good evening to you. The word recession is now commonplace in American conversation, especially at the market level, the stock market. In Europe, however, there have been mixed signals. Avoiding a recession has been mentioned now and again. The ECB is moving as aggressively as the Federal Reserve to tighten interest rates. You traveled in several countries that have diverse approaches to prosperity. France, for example, and the UK are on different tracks for capitalism and taxes. You also traveled in Scandinavia or in the Netherlands. What did you see in general of the EU? And are there stories where the recovery is more advanced, such as Germany? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. What I saw was very kind of inconclusive in the high street retail environments in most of the countries. You saw more shops that had for lease notices in them and retailers that had gone out of business or are no longer there. But in London, I was absolutely blown away by the amount of large-scale construction in the east end of the city and the construction within. You could not tell within London that there had ever been any kind of an economic downturn, with the exception that at areas like Canary Wharf, the financial district, much less traffic as you still have people working from home. So it was an inconclusive environment, clearly some stress in the retail environment, but large capital projects, housing projects in many countries still moving forward, and just a very differentiated picture.
Netherlands and Germany. Let's look at those two. Very neat, like export dominated and populations that are keen on prosperity. Did you see any distinction there to say that they're either avoiding a recession or batten down the hatches for a recession?
If Schiphol Airport on the Easter weekend is any indication, airports and travel extremely busy and very, very vibrant. Same thing in Germany relative to high levels of travel, lots of consumerism going on, but certainly starting to see cracks in some of the export or consumer-driven sectors within those markets.
There is talk that China has either cut off or limited or is threatening to limit rare earths to Germany, which are critical, as you know, for high-end manufacturing, especially for vehicles. This has to do with a digital technology. Did you see talk of that China and Germany are at loggerheads about trade?
So China is certainly saber-rattling about that rare earth minerals and materials constriction. However, it's somewhat, I think, counterproductive to the Chinese own interests, where the Chinese purchase the raw materials and then refine them into finished products like lithium batteries or refined cobalt for manufacturing. If the Chinese refuse to export, they're going to be sitting on a large stockpile of product that they can't make and can't sell. So while it's a good political statement to say, do what we wish or you're not going to get extra Y or Z, that boomerangs back on the Chinese economy. And with the continued slowness there and now the global recession kicking into things like consumer electronics, the Chinese don't have a lot of buffer to make those arguments.
And France has been in turmoil for weeks now because of domestic dispute over the retirement age. Also in the news because Mr. Macron has been making remarks that are out of step with the EU and NATO about Ukraine. Your travels in France were an adventure. What does this mean for business in France? Is it attached to the turmoil over retirement, or is it separate?
But John, typically when doing business in France, you know that you have strike season and winter. Those are the two seasons in France. That being said, the strikes and some of the civil unrest seem to continue to be growing. It's making France just a little bit more difficult, a little bit more troublesome to travel around, to get through and to get around. That being said, the French at some point will pull through, but watch specifically May 1st, where there'll be a day of action in France, lots of disruption and lots of probably rioting and problems over the retirement age going back up to 64. But overall, France will survive.
The chips. We have news from the TSMC, the master chip maker, the thinnest, the best, the highest end, with its fab in Taiwan, that there is a slowdown, you tell me, across the board in chips. There are chip making as a harbinger of where the world economy is. I connect this with the story of Tesla's slowdown, consumers, high-end consumers. In China, however, the picture is never clear. It's never transparent. Does the chip making slowdown that TSMC talks about, does that indicate that there's a chip making slowdown in China? And does that indicate that China is still struggling? The manufacturing in China is still struggling to recover from the zero COVID.
Yes, there's a glut. It's probably not COVID related, but it's related to the drop off in cell phone sales. Smartphones were down 18 to 20% in Q4, down about 12% throughout all of 22. So the supply chains, an awful lot of memory chips, storage chips, processors go into smartphones. And with that market seeing a very aggressive correction, and that's carried into Q1 of 23, that's impacting negatively companies like Samsung, who are large memory chip manufacturers, and their peers in China, in the mainland, are likely suffering the same fate, as consumers are saying, maybe I'm not going to switch my phone out, maybe I can stretch another year or two because I'm less cash rich than I might have been a year or two ago.
Let me interpret this. Now, China still has a large piece of, let's pick on one company, Apple, of its iPhones, of its iPads, of its computers. A large piece, although there is talk of shifting to other countries, reshoring. The chip slowdown translates into high-end technology slowdown, which would Does that translate into slowdown in manufacturing and consumer affairs in China in general? I know we're reasoning around the barn, but you never get transparency out of China.
Yeah, no, very much so. So if smartphone sales are down 20%, all of the subcomponents within will be down at least 20%. You're seeing also Apple and Google and Samsung being much more conservative with their forecasts. For those smartphones, the supply chains that feed into those final products being manufactured are 12 to 18 month lead times coming in for these mass volumes. You've seen that supply chain start to constrict substantially in end of 2022 with orders dropping. And those orders are dropping because the sales are dropping, and that cycle will probably not correct this year.
Not this year. All right. So China's said to be strengthening from COVID zero, but that is ambiguous. So we'll come home to America. You've brought to my attention the failure of David's Bridals, a chain, and also the news that Bed Bath & Beyond, a home affairs chain, is filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, in other words, reorganization. Does this mean the recession is here, retail recession is here? We've had housing hesitation for some time. We've been waiting on retail. And does this translate now into jobs because the Fed is watching jobs?
It absolutely does. You'll see tens of thousands of layoffs between the two companies and the reorgs and or liquidations, depending on which path they take. But what you're seeing is many of these companies that are dependent on cheap debt to keep the businesses operating. Now that the cost of debt has spiraled, that makes businesses that were moderately viable all of a sudden non-viable. So this is the beginning of the retail recession, where you'll see many of the weaker retailers not being able to sustain in this high cost of capital environment.
Final 30 seconds, Chris. Did I read that Walmart's headquarters is going entirely AI robotic, or did I dream that?
That was probably a dream. The new Walmart campus being built in Bentonville is quite an impressive sight, and I'm sure there will be more robots to clean floors, police the grounds, etc. But all robotic future only exists in the Philip K. Dick novels that we read as children.
That's probably where I got it from. I was imagining some day in which you know who in the room from Amazon will tell me what to do every day. But not yet, not yet. Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. And I'm John Batchelor, reading Philip K. Dick. I recommend if you've not, because it's not our future, but it sure makes you smile. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.